Porcelain Springs. "Hey, don't drink that," my friend said as I filled a glass from the kitchen tap. "Our water is disgusting." "Here, you should drink this," she said as she handed me a bottle of Evian from the fridge. Everyone in L.A. thinks their drinking water is disgusting, no matter where they live. They bathe in it, wash their hair in it, brush their teeth with it. They just won't drink it. So they go crazy to get clean water. They'll pay $10,000 a month to have a guy bring giant bottles of water. Then they almost get killed turning it upside down, trying to put it on the dispenser. And then they try to limit the consumption of their expensive water by providing guests with tiny paper shot glasses. Dogs aren't so fussy. My friend's dog likes to walk into her bathroom and take a drink out of the toilet. You can hear him in there for 25 minutes. He loves it. He prefers it. Have you ever seen these small dog's water dishes that look like a replica of a toilet bowl? Somebody had their thinking cap on when they came out with that one. In LA restaurants, if you ask for water, they assume you don't mean from the tap. "I'll just have water," I say. "Would you like mineral or sparkling?" "Mineral is fine." "We have Crystal Springs, Sparkling Springs, Hawaiian Springs, Rusty Springs, Springtime in Paris, Spring in My Step, Spring Me from the Big House. Diet Coke is fine." If you insist on regular tap water, you have to sign a medical release form and get 2 tetanus shots from the waiter. Water conservation is a way of life in LA. It has to be because the city is built on a desert and there is never enough water. Public education on conservation is working. Although the city has grown by millions of people since the 1970s, the level of water use has remained the same. From the smell of things, it seems like this has been partly achieved by some residents cutting out bathing completely. The city has many tips to help conserve water. For example, water your lawn only when it needs it. Once when I was staying at my uncle's house in the Bay Area, the sprinklers came on and they never went off. I punched a bunch of numbers into the computer that controlled them, but nothing happened. The sprinklers ran all day. A small river ran down the driveway and into the street. Neighbor kids were seen floating in inner tubes down the rain gutters. Every hour, a neighbor across the street stood on her porch and yelled, "Turn the damn sprinklers off!" I hurried back to L.A. before he got his water bill. Another suggestion is to take shorter showers. A 1-minute reduction can save hundreds of gallons per month. My dad would have liked this tip. When I was taking showers, he would walk by the bathroom and pound on the door. "Come on, hurry up! In and out of the shower like a marine." I never had a chance to take a full rinse. I walked around with shampoo in my eyes for the first 18 years of my life. It wasn't until I moved out and got a full rinse that I realized I had 2 little sisters. Another tip is to drive your car onto the lawn to wash it, because the rinse water helps the lawn and the nearby shrubs. I can't say I've ever done this one. If my dad, for example, ever came home to find me washing my car on his lawn, I would have needed several gallons of water just to wash the blood off my body.